Hi, this is Shante returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Good morning. My name is Judith Lokinski, and on December 21st, I'm looking on my bank account, $67.32 was extracted. In looking into it further, I found it had something to do with Factory Direct Savings Club, and I have never gotten involved in such a thing, so I have no idea how this happened, but I need to have that money put back.
Okay,
there's no way I connected with it.
Okay, I'd be glad to assist you with this matter. Can we start off with getting your zip code? What's your zip code?
48867.
First and last name?
Judith Lokinski. Do you want me to spell that last name?
Okay, give me just one moment. Let me see. Can I retrieve it in the system first? Oh, I found it. Okay, for security purposes, can I get you to verify your address?
Yes, 219 Cleveland Avenue, apartment 5, Owosso, Michigan, 48867.
Okay, I do have the address verified along with your name. We're just waiting for the system to fully load so I can access the account. Okay, okay, so looking at this in the matter regards on the 14th of December, it was a charge for a sweet state entry to win the Crescent. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
On the 15th, they drew out $5.74. I knew absolutely nothing about that until that showed up. I was supposed to be a winner, and it was connected to Kohl's, and I let that go, and I've never received anything. But then when I seen the 6732, I know better.
Yes, yeah, so what that is, it was just for a sweepstake entry to try to win the Crescent cookware products. So that was for a sweet state entry. But in regards to the entry, how that go, it's the automatic monthly membership that you're enrolled to when you sign up in your bill 48 hours after signing up if you don't cancel from the sweet stakes entry. So
let me just tell you, okay? There was nothing. The only thing that showed up at this end was for me to sign confirmation. Now, if that's what it was, then...
Yes,
then
ma'am.
That's
the confirmation of the terms and the conditions.
Yeah, well, you need to get me out of this because there's no way I would knowingly sign up for such a thing. I let the 574 go with not even understanding that. But by gosh, when it gets to this amount, no way, and I don't want to be a part of any type of a club. And nothing has come from that. I never won nothing. So it's baloney. I will never, ever confirm nothing again like that. Because to me, it's a shady deal.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am. We can go ahead and cancel the account. Just let me notate the account.
And you know, the odd part of this is I went ahead and confirmed the first start, just confirming that I agreed, you know, that I'm a winner or whatever. And they have sent three more after that, and I'm not touching it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I do have the account notated and ready for cancellation. Whenever you're ready for your cancellation code, I can provide you with that.
Now, what does that actually mean?
Your account was be canceled, and you won't be processed to be charged for any future membership payment.
But I also want the money put back in my account too.
Yes, ma'am. Due to the valid terms and the conditions when signing up for that, as a courtesy, we can offer you 35% refunded towards that.
Well, I bet you if I went to my bank, I'll get it all back, and I will do that, the next step. I've been down this little road once before, quite a while ago, and I got all the money back. So I don't want to play this game. I want to put back in my account.
Yes, ma'am.
To do with us.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that, but just for future advisement, we do understand. But you going to your bank to file a dispute. What it only is not guaranteed a refund because your bank does have to do an investigation to get additional information from us. So we will provide them with this recording and the website with the terms and the conditions that states the membership fee, the trial, and the products. So, and then the bank will advise you to give us a call back because they will confirm that the charges are valid. So like I said, I do apologize for the inconvenience and the misunderstanding. It just seems like the terms and the conditions was overlooked. So
well, look at it this way, just for a minute, okay? December 15th, the $5.74 was taken out. I have no idea what that was about. I just let it go. And then when this happened, you know, the 67.32, I was not going to let it go. And if I'm such a winner, then where the hell is the product that I won? Because nothing has come across, nothing.
No, so it was just the winning apply for the cookware product. It was a sweepstakes, though. You know how sweepstakes work. You have the 1 in 10 chance of winning, 1 in 25, 50 to 100, 1,000. So, yes, ma'am. But
we are. It is not how it was worded. It was worded that I was already a winner. All I had to do was confirm it. Well, sure, so never did that with any idea of joining any club. So it better be put back in.
Well, yes, we will just go ahead and fully refund the accounts.
Well, good, because I'm going to be watching for it, and if it isn't, I'll go as far as I have to go.
No, well, yes, ma'am. Just as I said, by it being a dispute, that's how work. It does have to be an investigation and to weigh in. So, usually, what the company does just provides them with the terms and the conditions, and the recording stating what we told you and they advised you was. So they will have to open up the investigation, and so when they do that, with the terms and the conditions, well, they're you didn't understand it, overlook it, it was there. And they do put it back into charge back where it gives the money back to the company for that or whatever once they proved that it was valid. But in regards to that, like I said, we'll just go ahead and refund it for this time.
I would really appreciate that because there was no understanding whatsoever that I joined anything. And so that is, to me, that's a scam. Because you're really not winning anything. And you're paying for what, you know? So, no, I want no part of any of it.
Okay, I'm just notating this for now for the refund.
And I expect both the 67.32 as well as the 574.
As far as the 574, that was for the sweepstakes entry. We can't refund that. We just gonna refund the most recent charge for the membership.
Yeah. They had to be more clear than that because I know I read that well, and there was nothing about no membership nowhere. And I can go back in and read my email because I didn't get rid of it, and it'll show it. There was nothing that said that.
Yes, ma'am. As we always say, we look back at the terms and the conditions with that, and looking at it, it does state it within the terms and the conditions. So just let me finish. Okay, I'm applying back the refund for the $67.32. The refund was applied back successfully. Okay, so you'll see that refund go back in 3 to 5 business days. Whenever you're ready, I can give you a cancellation code.
Is it a long one? Well, the only reason I'm asking, I have only one hand at the moment. I broke my left wrist. So if it's a long one, I'll have to, you know, write it down and then come back to you on the phone.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. It's...
Okay, how long is the code?
It's 9 numbers.
Okay. Just give me... Okay. Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263-406-858.
858. Okay, got it.
Well, if not anything else I can assist you with, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you.